I want to talk about something that's sort of related to dreams. It's a sort of a different kind of dream. This is sort of like what you aspire to be, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, off the air, you were telling me something about when you entered a talent show. You want to talk a little bit about that?
So, what kills me is that I must have blocked this out for years, because I didn't remember any of this at all until I was at dinner with some friends a couple of years ago, and it all sort of came back, and it was so mortifying and hilarious at the same time to me that I could barely even tell the story without, like, laughing and crying. So I don't think you know this about me, because I'm pretty sure that, like, I'm pretty sure I didn't tell anybody when this happened.
Okay.
So we'll see. Maybe you'll remember it. Maybe you won't.
Well, I guess before we get started, I do remember you being in one talent show when you were in, like, third grade, maybe.
Right.
When you sang a song and dressed up as Michael Jackson.
Yes, I sang Heal the World.
Yeah, and you ended up, like, winning second place or something, right?
Yeah, I got like, a gift certificate to a hair salon, and I bought a bunch of scrunchies.
I also remember, I mean, you were in the newspaper, like, the actual, like, city newspaper. There was a picture of you looking like Michael Jackson, so that was kind of cool.
Yeah, I kind of, like, I even, like, cross-dressed for the part, which for girls, I mean, it's not really cross-dressing. I wore, like a pantsuit.
Yeah, and, I mean, in the entertainment world, a lot of times, you know, men will dress like women anyway, or, like, have women sort of features.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Jackson had somewhat feminine features, so.
Right.
And his hair was longer then, so, like, I had a little ponytail and... so, you know, Dad made all those DVDs of, like, our, like, home videos and stuff from when we were younger.
Uh-huh.
And so you've probably had to, well, I don't know if you bothered to rewatch it, but there are two performances of that talent show. One at the 4-H talent show thing that the city did, and then another one, I did the same song with a friend of mine at, the school talent show. And when Dad, gave me all those DVDs, Josh and I had gone to visit, and we made Josh sit through, like, hours upon hours of our home videos and two performances of Heal the World. But yeah, so, but this talent show is not that talent show, so I'm pretty sure you don't know about this.
Okay, so, let's set the stage a little bit. When was this?
All right, so this... You know, I thought for a while I was in fourth grade, but now that I think about it, you and Andrew, I believe, were in junior high, so I was in fifth grade, I think.
Okay.
And we had just started taking taekwondo. So, I was probably a white belt or possibly a yellow belt at this time.
Sure, but very excited about...
Very learning, excited.
Like, kicks, various types of kicks.
Yes.
Roundhouses.
And it was, actually, I don't think I knew Roundhouse yet.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure, well, I'll get to that, but I think this was also fairly soon after Mortal Kombat came out, so like 95,
more, 90. Like Mortal Kombat 3, probably. The one that we owned. Right?
No, not the game, the movie.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was Duke's barking.
That's okay. So the movie had come out, remember we went and saw it in the theater, and then, I bought the soundtrack to that movie.
Right, and it had the titular song, Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, the that's Mission Impossible, isn't it?
Yeah. This is the one where the guy at the very beginning goes, Mortal Kombat!
Yeah, and it's kind of techno-y.
It's like, yeah, it's a techno song.
Okay. So I owned this on CD, right? And, this was a talent show that I think was only for my grade, but it was, like, both classes, and it was towards the end of the day. So all day, you know, like, I was, like, nervous and excited about this talent show. We did it in the gym, at Garfield Elementary School in Kansas. And I don't even know how to describe this. So basically, I just thought to myself, I'm going to do karate. And it's going to be super impressive because I'm really great at karate. And everyone will be impressed. And I did not actually, like, plan out what I was going to do.
Okay.
So I brought my uniform and my belt, and I changed into it before the talent show. And all of the fifth grade students sort of sat in, like, a little half circle, like, facing, you know, like, where the, well, this doesn't matter, but they're, like, restrooms at the back of the gym. That was, like, the backdrop to my performance. Uh-huh. And so I popped in the CD and I played the song. But if you remember that song, it's, like, really, really long.
Yeah, that song's, like, 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah, or possibly longer. I'm not sure. It certainly felt longer. Now, the only things that I had been taught, like, the only forms I had learned at that point were the first two forms you learn in Taekwondo, which are essentially the same.
Right. So it's down block. Mid punch versus high punch, right?
Yes, exactly. So, and they don't take that long to get through. So,
yeah, it's like maybe 25 seconds or so to get through the whole thing.
Exactly. And it's, like, not impressive. It's, like, step, down block, step, punch, turn the other way, step, down block, step, punch. And so I did the first one, and then I was like, well, I'll do the second one. So I did the same exact form with high punches instead of mid punches. And then I still had all this time left, and so I was like, well, I'll just throw some kicks in there. So now I'm free-forming, and I'm basically just, like, sort of running around and kicking and punching the air like an idiot. And the song will not end, and I was getting so tired. And nobody looked impressed, right? Like, I kept looking out at the crowd, and they were just like, whatever, like, who cares? And so I think at one point I'm, like, panting and sweating, and I think I just went over and turned off the song at one point. But so here's the thing. I had planned a second thing to do.
Was it also karate related?
No. It had nothing to do with karate. So my second performance was that I had brought my lizard. And if you remember this lizard that I had, Ollie,
Madagascar spiny lizard.
Yes, very scary looking, but it didn't really move, and the thing ate live crickets. And so I had brought, in fact, I think I had Dad drive over and bring my lizard and some crickets to school for this performance. And I put him on his little leash that I had. And I showed everybody my lizard, and I set it down on the gym floor, and I grabbed a couple of the crickets, and I put them in front of him, thinking he would eat them. Mm-hmm. And everybody would be like, oh, that's so cool, right? So I'm still sweating and panting in my karate uniform with a lizard on a leash. And I put the crickets on the floor, and they just hop away in different directions. The lizard does not move at all. Like, doesn't even turn an eye one direction or another. And I'm, like, shoving him across the floor towards the crickets. Like, I don't know, guys. Nobody eats them. I don't know what's wrong. And he never did eat them. And so at one point, I don't know how long this whole thing has gone on at this point, but eventually one of the teachers came over and puts her hand on my shoulder. It's like, she's like, okay, I think that's enough. And I was, like, so bummed that, like, my karate performance didn't go the way I wanted it to, and my stupid lizard didn't eat the crickets. And I don't even know what happened to those crickets. They just, like, hopped away. So, and it was at the... Sorry, go ahead.
Was Dad there for this whole thing?
No.
Or did he just drop off Ollie and then leave?
Yeah, he must have dropped it off, like, during lunch or something. Because I'm pretty sure that Dad would never have forgotten that. I think about it now sometimes, and I'm like, I'm so embarrassed for myself. But, you know, I was at an age when I guess I didn't find that embarrassing. I mean, I was upset that I, like, didn't do my best, you know?
Uh-huh. So at the time, you weren't embarrassed. You were just, you were just sort of bummed out that it didn't go exactly as planned.
Yeah.
That everyone wasn't, like, super impressed with you.
Yeah, they weren't like, oh, your lizard's so cool, and like, oh, you're so good at karate. And it was, like, one of the last performances, too. And this was at the end of the day. And so, I don't remember if this was, like, in the fall or spring semester. I don't think it was super cold outside. But, you know, we used to have to, like, ride our bikes home from school.
Yeah.
I had to ride my bike home with my lizard in my karate uniform. Like a windstorm. And the whole way home, I was just like, nobody liked my lizard. Like, I was like so bummed out about it. And now I look back and I think, like, oh my god, I must have looked so ridiculous. Like, I can't remember if I put the lizard back in, like, the box that Dad had brought it in, or if I had it, like, on my shoulder or something. Because, you know, I used to try to get it to, like, perch on my shoulder,
right,
and instead crawl up into my hair and get all tangled. So that's my talent show story that I think I've repressed for a long time.
Yeah, I'd never heard of this story, so maybe you were just so bummed out afterwards that you just didn't talk about it.
Yeah, I'm sure, like, I didn't tell any of you guys about it, because I really thought that I didn't do very well. So.
So that's, I think that's probably a difference between you and me. Like, I feel like from a very young age, not from, you know, for my entire life, but I feel like from a very young age, maybe back to, like, second grade or so, I've always regarded everything that I'm doing as, like, super embarrassing.
Okay.
Like, at the time that I'm doing it. I can't really give any specific examples at this, like, moment, but I just feel like...
This podcast right now, are you embarrassed?
No, I mean embarrassed when I know I'm doing something embarrassing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So... I'll try to think of something next time.
I do remember you telling me about riding your bike in Liberal and hitting a dip sign. That was pretty funny. And you were embarrassed about it.
Yeah, that was embarrassing. So I was I was also in my karate gi at the time.
Why did Dad do this to us?
I don't know. Okay, for some reason I was wearing my karate gi. I have no idea why, because I was at a friend's house or something. Maybe I'm more like you than I thought. Maybe I didn't have this sense of, sense of embarrassment at the time. Uh-huh. Because why the hell would I be over at a friend's house wearing my karate gi?
Because you thought it was cool.
Apparently. This happened, so I was on the way home. There's like a little side road, little like access road along the main road. I was riding my bike and I was holding a video game, like a Sega Genesis game. It probably was Mortal Kombat 3. So I'm holding it with one hand and I'm riding my bike with the other hand, and along this access road, there's like a little dip, and this dip is so that water from the main road can sort of flow across into the man-made lake that's right on the other side of the road. And so there's like a sign on both sides of this dip, so that you can see it coming from either direction. And so I'm riding my bike with one hand, and I start to go down the dip, and I start losing control. because I'm only, you know, holding on with one hand. Uh-huh. And at this point, things are going really bad. So when I get back to the other side of the dip, I'm sort of on the other side of the road, and I'm going off the road, and basically I run straight into the sign on the other side that lets you know that there's a dip there. I remember just sort of, like, flipping over the handlebars. I don't know why I was going so fast.
That's probably why you lost control.
Probably. I was still holding the game in my hand. I remember that.
That's the important thing.
But yeah, you know, now that you mention that, that is something really embarrassing that I did. Even the setup was embarrassing, and I sort of didn't realize how embarrassing that was at the time.
I know, isn't that so strange? Like, I was a weird kid. Like, I was super weird, and I had no idea how weird I was. Like, it's kind of adorable now, but it's still very strange.
Okay, on that note, I think let's take a quick break for a second.
Okay.